Yadyu yam pituradesham Throughout the universe, the Vishuddhi will become possible. Translation, because you have with pleasure accepted within your heart the orders of your father and executed those orders very faithfully, your attractive cause will be celebrated all over the world. Purpose of serving living at least part and parcel of the Supreme Personality, God, and your small independence. Sometimes unintelligent men ask why one is put into a miserable condition even though everyone is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because of his minute independence of the man, he can obey or disobey the orders of the Supreme Lord. If he obeys the Supreme Lord's orders, he becomes happy. If he does not, he becomes unhappy. Therefore, the living entity creates his own happiness or unhappiness. The Supreme Lord does not enforce these on anyone. The Supreme Lord prays the Bhagavatas because they all faithfully obey the orders of their father. The Lord therefore blessed the sons of King Prashnavarti because they obey the father's order. Next spell. You have a nice son. You will have a nice son who will be in no way inferior to Lord Brahma. Consequently, he will be very famous all over the universe, and the sons and grandsons generated by him will fill the three worlds. Therefore, as explained in the next verse, the Prachetas will marry the daughter of the great sage Kandu. It is suggested that the son's name will be Visruta. He will glorify both his father and mother because of his good character. In fact, he will be greater than Lord Brahma. The great Paulist Chanakya said that if there is a good tree within a garden or forest, its flowers will fill the forest with their fragrance. Similarly, a good son within a family makes the whole family famous all over the world. Krishna took birth in the family of Yadavs and constantly the Yadavdana is famous all over the world. Text 13. O sons of King Prashnabhari Shant, the heavenly society growing from the Volkshan kept the lotus eyed daughter of Kandu in the care of the forest trees. Then she went back to the heavenly planet. This daughter was born by the coupling of the apsara named Kamloja with the sage Kandu. Therefore, whenever a great sage undergoes severe austerities for material power, the king of heaven Indra becomes very envious. All the demigods have responsible posts for the management of universal affairs and are very highly qualified with pious activities. Although they are ordinary living entities, they are able to attain responsible posts like Lord Brahma, Indra, Chandra, and Varuna. As for the nature of this material world, the King of Heaven, Indra, is very anxious if a great sage undergoes severe austerities. The whole material world is filled with such envy that everyone becomes afraid of his neighbors. Every business is afraid of his associates, because this material world is filled with activities for all kinds of envious people who have come here to compete with the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, Indra was very much afraid of the severe austerities performed by the great sage Kandu, and he sent Pramlocha to break his vows and austerities. A similar instance took place in the case of Vishwamitra. From other instances in the Shastras, it appears that Indra has always been envious. When King Prithu was celebrating various sacrifices of King Indra, Indra became very envious, and he disturbed King Prithu's sacrifice. This has always been discussed in previous chapters. King Indra became successful in breaking the vow of the great sage Kandu, who became attracted by the beauty of the heavenly society of Pramlocha and begot a female child. This child is described here as lotus-eyed and very beautiful. Being thus successful in her mission, Pramlocha returned to the heavenly planets, leaving the newborn child to the care of the four trees. Fortunately, the trees accepted the child and agreed to raise her. Thereafter, the child who was left in the care of the trees began to cry in hunger. At that time, the king of the forest, namely the king of the moon planet, out of compassion, placed his finger in which poured forth nectar within the child's mouth. Thus the child was raised by the mercy of the king of the moon. All the apsara left her child in the care of the trees. The trees could not take care of the child properly, therefore the trees handed the child over to the king of the moon. Thus Chandra, king of the moon, put his finger within the mouth of the child to satisfy her hunger. Since all of you are very much obedient to my orders, I ask you to immediately marry that girl who is so well qualified with beauty and good qualities, according to the order of your father, create progeny through her. The Prachetas not only were great devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but were very obedient to the orders of their father. Therefore, the Lord asked him to marry the daughter of Pramlocha. Your brothers are all of the same nature, being devotees and obedient sons of your father. Similarly, that girl is also the same type and is dedicated to all of you. Thus, both the girl and you, the sons of Prashnivarishad, are on the same platform, united on common principle. Report, according to Vedic principles, a woman cannot have any husbands, although the husband can have many wives. In special instances, however, it's found that a woman has more than one husband. Draupadi, for instance, was married to all the five Pandava brothers. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of God reported all the sons of Prashnivarishad to marry one girl born of the great sage Kandu and Pramlocha. In special cases, a girl is married to more than one man, provided she is able to treat her husbands equally. This is not possible for an ordinary woman. Only one who is specially qualified can be allowed to marry more than one husband. In this age of Kali, finding such an equal place woman is very difficult. Thus, according to scripture, Kalo Pancha Vi Varjayat, in this age, a woman is forbidden to marry her husband's brother. This system is still practiced in some of the hilly tracts of India. The Lord says, Apradik Dharma Silayam Huyat Patna Arpita Saya. With the blessings of the Lord, all things are possible. The Lord especially blessed the girl to surrender equally to all brothers. Apradik Dharma means occupational duty without difference of purpose. It is taught in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is divided into three primary divisions, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga. The word yoga means acting on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, work done as a sacrifice of Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise work binds one to the material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, that way you will always remain unattached to free from bondage. One may act according to his own occupational duty just to satisfy the younger Purusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is called Apradak Dhamma. Different limbs of the body may act in different ways, but the ultimate objective is to maintain the entire body. Similarly, if we work for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of God, and we will find that we satisfy everything. We should follow in the footsteps of the Prachetas, whose only aim was to satisfy the Supreme Lord. This is called Apradak Dharma. According to Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharma Paracheja Mamekam Sharanam Raja, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. This is the advice of Lord Krishna. Our only aim should be to act in Krishna consciousness for the satisfaction of the Lord. This is oneness or apratak dharma. Because you would have the pleasure accepted within your heart the order of your father and executed all these orders very faithfully, your attractive cause will be celebrated all over the world. You will have a nice son who will be son who will in no way be inferior to Lord Brahma. Consequently, he will be very famous all over the universe, and the sons and grandsons generated by him will fill the three worlds. O sons of King Prashnivarishad, the Heavenly Society girl named Pramlocha, kept the lotus eyed daughter of Kandu in the care of the forest trees. But she went back to the heavenly planet. Then she went back to the heavenly planet. This daughter was born by the coupling of Apsara named Pramlocha, which is Kandu. Thereafter, the child who slept under the care of the trees began to cry in hunger. At that time, the king of the forest, and the king of the moon planet, out of compassion, placed his finger, which poured forth nectar within the child's mouth. Thus, the child was raised by the mercy of the king of the moon. Similarly, since you are all very much obedient to my orders, I ask you to immediately marry that girl who is so well qualified in beauty and good qualities. According to the order of your father, we are talking to her. Your brothers are all of the same nature, being devotees and obedient sons of your father. Similarly, that girl is also the same type as dedicated to all of you. Thus, both the girl and you, the sons of King Prashnivarishad, are on the same level, same platform, being united on common principles. So, this begins another story here describing the activities of the Prachetas. And in this, these verses, the Prachetas are, the sons of Prashnivarishad, are ordered to marry this daughter of Pramlocha and the sage Kandu. And in this way we get progeny for the whole world. So, of course, the Prachetas are descendants from Manu. This whole section again is a continuation of the dynasty that emanated originally from Swayambhuva Manu. And all the stories that take place in these cantos, third and fourth cantos, are the stories of Swayambhuva Manvatara avatar, which is the first 71 yuga cycles in the day of Brahma. So within this time we have the appearance of many avatars, including Prithu, which was previously mentioned. And he also came in this dynasty. And here we have Prachinavarishat, and then his sons, the Prachetas. Originally the Prachetas were doing austerities, but here the Supreme Lord orders them to get married in order that they create progeny for continuing the dynasty of Swayambhuva Manu, so that throughout the 71 yuga cycles there be continuous dynasty of kings to institute Dharma. So they do have a purpose, in even though they are renounced in one sense for doing all these austerities, still they have a duty to perform in relation to upholding Dharma within the material world. This is one of the principles established by the Supreme Lord. He protects the material world. And so one of the ways in which he does this is by instituting and maintaining Dharma, which he does through the kings. And as long as those kingly dynasties are intact, and of course they are empowered by the Supreme Lord, then Dharma is maintained within the material world. So this keeps a peaceful situation in the material world. We know, of course, that the Asuras are opposed to Dharma. And they always fight Dharma, so we have periodically kings like and personalities like Hiranyaksha or Hiranyakasipu or Bali rising up and trying to counteract Dharma and influence their own principles. Nevertheless, the general tendency is that these kings maintain their power over this world, this planet, and in this way the Supreme Lord fulfills his promise to protect everyone. Now this, of course, is Dharma itself, as we know, is secondary to bhakti. So for the people in general, this is the recommendation. And on the other hand, for those who are qualified and more intelligent, bhakti is the process. So this is the general principle for the population at large, and therefore the king institutes Dharma everywhere. And when Dharma is instituted, it's also favorable for the development of bhakti. It's not necessary, it's favorable. Tracing the lines of the kings is one of the purposes of the Purana. Manvantara is one of the subject matters. So tracing the line of kings is one of the principles. So we'll find a lot of that discussed in the Bhagavatam up until in the fourth canto, and then particularly in the eighth canto, the dynasties are traced. And within that, of course, then we get the appearance of the Supreme Lord, because the Supreme Lord appears within each Manvantara. So he appears as so many persons like Prithu and Narada and Kumaras, etc., in Swayambhuva Manvantara. And he is Ajita, and Matsya in Nrsimhadeva, in Chakshusha Manvantara, etc. So within the Manvataras we get the avatars appearing. So in tracing the history of the Dharma established by the kings, we also get the stories of the Lord, that is, the appearance of the avatars and the great devotees of the Lord. So, in this way, the Bhagavatam continues all the way until we get to Krishna, and then Krishna is described in the 10th canto. The Prachetas here are ordered to get married, and there are many Prachetas, and there's only one wife. So, as Prabhupada explains in the Prabhupada, this is normally not done, and can be done, but as an exception, we see that Pandavas are one exception, normally not done. But sometimes it may happen. So here the Lord orders this type of situation with the Prachetas. And the woman, of course, is highly qualified, coming from a sage and an apsara, and moreover, nourished by the moon. So the moon is considered very special because the moon produces nectar. amrita. And of course, if you drink the amrita, then you're immortal, more or less. You have a long lifespan. So the trees didn't know what to do with the child, so they told the moon, Chandra, to give some nectar to the girl. So then this girl was nourished by nectar. So she's a very special personality because of that. So therefore, here it is said, the Aparak Dharma Silanam, they have same quality. The Prachetas were of high quality because they were practicing devotional service, chanting the prayers of Shiva, etc., detached from material things, doing great austerities, all of that. So they have high qualities coming in the line from Manu. And this girl also had similar qualities, high qualities, because she came from a sage and it was nourished by the moon with nectar. So in other words, the Supreme Lord is advising that this is not in any way an unfavorable combination because of the similarity of character. And the result is that the offspring will be proper. And the offspring, of course, become the kings, and they continue the dynasty. So this is why the Lord suggested this, so that the line of kings can continue within the Swayambhuva Manvantara.
Yes. These verses would appear in the dynasties of normal kings, or they also had their own dynasties?
No. Usually, of course, sometimes like Vena appeared within the dynasty, but usually no. They are separate. They are not in Manu's line at all. We see that Brahma originally produces Danavas, etc. And from the Danavas, we get all the Asuras coming. So they have a separate category, a separate line, a dynasty of demons. origins, different.
What about Adi?
Hmm?
Adi? Adi?
Ditti. Ditti produces the demons.
There are also Vidya and Aditi, there are two sisters.
Yeah. Same father, same husband. one Ditti produces the demons.
Yeah. It also explained that they have relationship in a proper time.
Yeah. But anyway, she's famous for demons, Ditti.
There is sometimes we see that, whenever somebody is performing severe austerity in that time, the demigod, they create problem.
Yeah, and of course it's not always, but it's a general rule that when people do austerities, they get great power, and therefore the devatas become worried. So even when Dhruva did his austerities, then the devatas began complaining to Brahma, etc., that he's disturbing the whole earth by these austerities. Huh? And a person becomes very powerful by those austerities. So sometimes Indra particularly interferes with that, and he sends the apsaras. Also the case with Narayan. And they sent the apsaras there to attempt Narayan in meditation, but they couldn't do anything to him because it's the Supreme Lord.
If there are too much attacks, is there ghost or something?
Well, in one sense, yes. But of course, we also have to understand that even the devatas are servants of the Supreme Lord, mm-hmm. and they are there because they're qualified. So they have some sattva, etc. So they're not like people on this earth planet with that type of contamination. Nevertheless, they have to protect their positions because that's their duty to rule. And sometimes people, Bali comes and kicks them out of their place or whatever like that. So they have to take precautions at all times so no one becomes too powerful. So that's why they interfere with people who become too powerful.
Remember, devatas are more higher platform in many ways. Sometimes we find incidents, they act in such a way, they behave
in a proper way. Yeah. Well, one of course is this is to show that nobody is perfect in the material world, even the devatas. So what to speak of human beings, they have much more faults. Even the devatas have faults, but the people on earth have much more faults. The other is sometimes there's arrangement of the Supreme Lord for particular pastimes. So the devatas may act in certain ways, and we can't blame them. Like Brahma becomes bewildered. So that is considered to be an act of Krishna because he also guarantees that Brahma would not become bewildered. So if he does become bewildered, then that means it's only Krishna's yoga maya acting.
Why previously they not appreciate the friendship among the Prachetas? Is it also, does it also mean that
Is it referred to the cooperation among the devotees?
Well, yeah, when he says the brothers are friendly with each other, that means they're cooperative. So he was pleased because they cooperate with each other. They don't compete with each other.
Does that really, especially if you are among so many, I don't know if it's a...
Well, it's not the only thing that pleases the Lord. Obviously, anyone that does bhakti is that's pleasing to the Lord. And anything connected with devotion is pleasing to the Lord. Yeah, it looks like not. One reason, of course, is that they don't belong here anyway. It's not their world. And so they're not comfortable in this position because it's not their place. So therefore they leave eventually.
Well, Ganga leaves her first fixed killing the viewer.
Grantrasya Shishuman Bhagavatam ki jai, Jonas Bhagavaraj ki jai, Gwenge Sanji Lekkaran Sanjala Gopad ki jai, Tago Kamran Bhagavatam ki jai.
Thank you.